A high-pressure system over south-central Alaska is to blame for heavy smoke blanketing the Anchorage and Matanuska Valley areas. The system is trapping smoke from interior fires over the population centers. Meanwhile, much farther north, residents of historic McCarthy are noticing a lot of smoke in the air, too. Tacy Skinner is a public information officer for the National Park Service in McCarthy.
Well, there's 71 active fires in Alaska right now.
She says the smoke is from interior fires. Most of the interior fires were started by lightning. The biggest fire, the Minto Flats South Fire, north of Indiana, has grown to about 134,000 acres. About 200 firefighters are on the scene. The fire threatens 49 cabins and a drilling rig. Managers say high clouds have slowed the fire's growth, giving firefighters a chance to try to protect some of the cabins before hotter weather returns this weekend. They expect the fire could expand dramatically again when that happens. Skinner says a fire now burning about 12 miles from McCarthy is in no danger of reaching the town. The Chanika fire is roughly 7,000 acres. A town meeting will be held in McCarthy tonight as fire personnel from the National Park Service and Alaska Division of Forestry continue to gather information about structures and historical sites in the fire's vicinity. Skinner says the fire has been burning for 3 days.
There's a lot of beetle kill there, and so it's getting rid of a lot of the dead and downed trees. It's good for the habitat. It'll increase the habitat for the wildlife populations.